Donald Trump has assembled the most pro-Israel cabinet in the history of the United States. I've investigated his funders. It's not looking good. Donald Trump will repeat the mantra,
America first.
America first.
America first.
But when you look down his list of funders, it seems like it might just be Israel first. Donald Trump selected Pete Hegseth as his Secretary of Defense. Pete Hegseth called for Trump to bomb Iranian energy and nuclear facilities.
What better time than now to say, we're starting the clock. You've got a week. You've got X amount of time before we start taking out your energy production facilities. We take out key infrastructure. We take out your missile sites. We take out nuclear developments.
That is
we take
not
out
a popular
port capabilities.
And here Hegseth is advocating for Israel replacing Al-Aqsa with what he calls the Third Temple.
1948 was a miracle. 1967 was a miracle. 2017, the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital was a miracle. And there's no reason why the miracle of the reestablishment of the temple on the Temple Mount is not possible.
And what about Trump's ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee? He has publicly claimed there is no occupation of the West Bank, and he refuses to refer to the West Bank as anything but Judea and Samaria.
There is no such thing as a West Bank. It's Judea and Samaria. There's no such thing as a settlement. Their communities, their neighborhoods, their cities. There's no such thing as an occupation.
Trump has also selected Elise Stefanik as his U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She's someone who has gone on record as saying that nothing Israel ever does could cause the United States to remove funding from it.
There is no excuse for an American president to block aid to Israel. No excuse, full stop. That's why I'm proud to have sponsored or backed every measure to aid Israel that has come before the United States Congress. Every single one.
They say follow the money, so I did. To start with, Sheldon Adelson bankrolled Donald Trump's first election as president of the United States. Sheldon Adelson very publicly supported the use of nuclear weapons against Iran.
You pick up your cell phone and you call somewhere in Nebraska and you say, okay, let it go. So there's an atomic weapon goes over ballistic missiles in middle of the desert that doesn't hurt a soul. Maybe a couple of rattlesnakes and scorpions or whatever. And then you say, see, the next one is in the middle of Tehran.
His request from Trump prior to the election was that if Trump arrived in the White House, he would recognize occupied Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights of Syria as part of Israel. Trump did that.
I gave them Golan Heights. I gave them the Abraham Accords. I recognized the capital of Israel and opened the embassy in Jerusalem. And most importantly of all, I terminated the Iran nuclear deal. I was there 4 years, gave them billions and billions of dollars. I was the best friend Israel ever had.
Today, one of Trump's largest funders, giving him $100 million, is the widow of Sheldon Adelson, Miriam Adelson.
He promised to recognize Jerusalem and to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Promise kept. He promised to withdraw from Iran nuclear deal. Promise kept. And Golan Heights, that was a big gift. He promised Golan Heights and he recognized.
Adelson requested from Trump prior to this election that once he was in the White House, he would recognize quote unquote Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank. Donald Trump has given the signal that he will support this move to annex the West Bank and establish Israeli sovereignty over it. Smotrich, the Israeli finance minister, has come out and stated very clearly that 2025 will be the year of sovereignty for Israel over Judea and Samaria, the word that he uses to refer to the West Bank.
אני מתכוון בעזרת השם להוביל בהמשך החלטת ממשלה שקובעת שממשלת ישראל תפעל מול הנשיא החדש של, כן, מול הממשל החדש, סליחה, של הנשיא טראמפ, מול הקהילה הבינלאומית, להחלת הריבונות הישראלית ביהודה ושומרון, בהכרה אמריקאית ובינלאומית.
When we look at not only Miriam Adelson as one of his key funders, we also see other individuals who are likely to be pushing Trump in the same direction. Isaac Perlmutter and his wife have also bankrolled Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Isaac Perlmutter is a former Israeli soldier and the former chair of Marvel Entertainment. The same family foundation of the Perlmutters that funded Donald Trump's ascent to the presidency also funds the Friends of the IDF and illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Isaac Perlmutter's wife was on Donald Trump's inauguration committee last time he was elected president. Another important source of funds in this presidential campaign has been the company Uline, headed by Richard Uline, which contributed over $10 million to the Trump campaign. Richard Uline has a history of funding organizations which docked Palestinian and pro-Palestinian students in the United States. The companies backed by Uline put the pictures and personal details of pro-Palestinian students on the side of trucks. They sought to get these students expelled from their universities. Another key funder of Donald Trump's presidential campaign was the Andreessen Horowitz investment firm. Now, Andreessen Horowitz is so deeply integrated with the Israeli occupation that it funds and partially owns several key Israeli intelligence companies, like Toka, which was founded by the former head of Israeli intelligence and former Prime Minister Ehud Barak. Toka claims that it is a one-stop hacking shop, which can hack not only smartphones, but also smart technology within homes and fridges of individuals which governments may want to know more about. Another company partially owned by Andreessen Horowitz is Wiz, founded by Asaf Rappaport, a former high-ranking officer from Unit 8200, the military intelligence signals section of the Israeli occupation forces. So here is an organization that is directly invested in Israeli intelligence companies, also funding Donald Trump at the same time. How could we not mention Elon Musk? His company, SpaceX, donated to the Donald Trump presidential campaign almost $120 million. Now, what is Elon Musk's relationship with Israel? What many do not know is that his company, SpaceX, launched several satellites for Israeli company ImageSat International. Now, ImageSat International is not only led by reserves in the Israeli military and former employees of Israel's largest company, Elbit Systems, but it is a key source for Israeli Unit 9900, which is the Visual Intelligence Unit. ImageSat International and the spy satellites which have been launched for it by Elon Musk will be essential to all of its bombing campaigns. In fact, historically, it's known that ImageSat International have been a key part of Israel's thousands of bombing sorties over Syria. The fact that this was not seen as a conflict of interest for Elon Musk to at the same time be running X, formerly known as Twitter, but also launching spy satellites to assist in Israel's bombing campaigns is quite indicative of a wider rot within our media and political classes. Another key funder of Trump is Primerica Distribution, which contributed $5 million to his campaign. Now, Primerica Distribution also funds the key Israel lobby group, the ADL, which has been found to have infiltrated many political groups and spied on pro-Palestinian and Palestinian Americans. Trump also received another $5 million from the investment firm Elliott Management, headed by Paul E. Singer, a donor to the Friends of the IDF, the Birthright Foundation, and the Israel Independence Fund. But more interestingly than that, Paul E. Singer is the founder of the Startup Nation Central organization. This is an organization which has siphoned former employees of the Israeli military and particularly Israel's Unit 8200 into big tech companies in order to combat BDS and also direct jobs within the tech sector into Israel. Trump's policy in the region will also call upon his reliable allies in Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, is somebody that grew up so close to Netanyahu that when Netanyahu would come and stay in New York, he would sometimes stay in the bedroom of Jared Kushner. Under Trump's watch, Kushner set up, alongside the Saudi Arabian and UAE governments, something called Affinity Partners. Kushner described it as a corridor for Gulf investment in Israel. So Affinity Partners, which was started with Saudi and UAE money, billions of dollars, is now an owner of Phoenix Holdings. Phoenix Holdings is an Israeli investment firm which partly owns Elbit Systems, Israel's largest arms company. 85% of the drones used by Israel on the West Bank and Gaza come from Elbit Systems. Phoenix Holdings has also sponsored and insured infrastructure and building projects in illegal Israeli settlements, and even provides the funding for a wind energy plant located in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights of Syria. The Jared Kushner Saudi and UAE-funded project Affinity Partners is also currently a shareholder in the Shlomo Group, an Israeli corporation. The Shlomo Group produces the most valuable ships in the Israeli military. The Trump era led to a deeper integration between Israel's security services and both the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Maximalist Zionist strategy and the integration of the region's militaries with Israel's military and security services. Were this any other interest group, individuals with relationships to a foreign state funding a political campaign, it would be seen as foreign interference. In fact, Trump was so servile to Israel during his time in the White House that John Sawyers, the former head of Britain's external intelligence agency, MI6, said the following about him. Trump was easily the most manipulated US president Israel has ever enjoyed. He recognized Israel's illegal annexation of the Syrian Golan Heights, which no other country has done. Trump's proposals for a solution to Palestine were largely written by the Israelis. The most aggressive groups among the Zionists have welcomed Donald Trump's election, with Daniel Luria, somebody who has a reputation for seizing Palestinian land in Jerusalem over many years, welcoming this situation. He has said, "Israel could never have asked for anything more than this. We have got a very unique situation now to really have literally a new Middle East and readjust everything." By readjust everything, the Zionist movement means that it is pushing for the replacement of Al-Aqsa. This is fully backed by the Israeli government. When Donald Trump celebrated the establishment of the US embassy in Jerusalem, it was a point that Netanyahu made clear in his speech, that this was a precursor to the replacement of Al-Aqsa.
"And it was here in Jerusalem, some 2,000 years later, that the soldiers of Israel spoke three immortal words, Har Habayit Bi'adenu, the Temple Mount is in our hands."
The Temple Institute, one of the most prominent organizations calling for this change, is an organization funded by both the Israeli Ministry of Culture and the Israeli Ministry of Education. And it has grown so close to the Israeli military that membership of the organization is actually offered to women as an alternative to conscription in the army. The Temple Institute has produced a 200 pounds golden menorah, which it holds next to the Wailing Wall and intends to install on top of the ruins of Al-Aqsa. Trump has done well to market himself as a non-interventionist. However, what it seems like is he will look to escalate in the Middle East. My predictions are that Donald Trump will recognize quote-unquote Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank. He will seek to escalate with Iran, and he will also support Israel's expansion, demolishing of Al-Aqsa, and the establishment of what they call the Third Temple in its place. As an independent journalist, it's very difficult for me to find places that will publish this type of investigative work. I've been very fortunate that Double Down News has agreed to do so. So I hope that you can support Double Down News on Patreon and keep this important work going.